No. But pretty much, it's, I think it's funny that our, he's become like the center of all the podcasts.
Well, he's,
it's kind of,
he's the grandpa figure of right. all us podcasters. And
I'm sure he'll appreciate grandpa.
He hounded me to no end about validating that goddamn parking.
I know. And he kept it right there at your plate.
He brought his parking stub over to me, laid it down on the table right in front of me. He's like, could you take care of this? I'm like, yes, I will.
And every 5 minutes he was over there, have you taken care of my parking yet?
Yes. And then at the end, well, I finally talked to a waiter and they're like, well, just show your receipt to the parking attendant when you leave.
Mm-hmm.
And then I guess he had paid and Big Fatty's like, oh, I don't think they gave me a receipt. And then he ran, started trying to chase down a waiter to get a receipt. I'm like, oh, God.
He's definitely like the coupon grandma kind type of person, you know? You hear that? You hear that? You hear that? That's savings of $40, and I only spent two. but yeah, it was fun, like, talking with everybody. I didn't get to eat a lot.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Now he's the grandpa figure of right. all us podcasters.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 780 of the BFO for Thursday, the 27th of January, 2011. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me, a little show. I got nothing, but y'all, evidently, I'm the grandpa, so maybe I'll just sit here and say, you kids, get off my lawn! Yes, I'm going to write a letter! Everyone, I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, I'm just going to tell you, Big Fatty was in a crappy-ass mood on a hump day afternoon at the coal mine because, y'all, we had a meeting and just everything was blah, 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 blah. And, y'all, I called them out on it. I just called them all out on it. I said, this is a bunch of crap. It's nothing but blah, 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 blah. And they go, yes, you are correct, McFreddy. It's nothing but blah, 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 blah. But that's the way the mop flops. So anyway, I don't know. I don't know. And y'all, evidently, the comments are not working over at the BFO at the website. I don't know why. I got an e-letter from that Kim Beva. And y'all, she was saying, Big Fatty, are the comments not working? Because y'all, I am quick. I am quick at responding to all comments, unlike some people, y'all. In fact, y'all, I'm just going to head right on over here. By the way, y'all, I am using the new banjo band that came on the iLife 11, or should I say 11. And y'all, it's a little confusing. I know that Arthur over there in the future, he was going to be using it also, and it's a little confusing. It takes a little getting used to, but y'all, for the most part, I'm enjoying it. But y'all, it's hard to teach a grandpa new tricks. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, speaking of people responding in a professional, that's really what it gets down to. You know, when people write to you and write e-letters to you, you know, you want to respond quickly because that is the professional way to do it. You know, there are some that just do not do it in a timely manner. And y'all, and what is the definition of a timely manner? Well, y'all, let me just share a little e-letter I got. It says, hey, Big Fatty, this is the Laughing Buddha here, and I was just wondering how long it takes you to respond to e-letters, since it's going on 6 months since I've heard anything from Walnut Hills. Thank you for calling. Bye now. And, y'all, I just, you know, not necessarily in a timely manner. Well, y'all, that's just slovenly. That's just slovenly, y'all. But I wrote back. That came in at 7:35 p.m. in the evening last night. And y'all, by 8:11 p.m. in the evening last night, I had responded. I respond as soon as I possibly can, normally in a timely manner. And y'all, then the Laughing Buddha says, "You win, Big Fatty." And I said, "And in a relatively timely manner." I don't know what that meant. It may not make any sense, Big Fatty, but you responded quickly. So, Laughing Buddha, thank you so much for bringing these oversights. You know, y'all, not necessarily in a timely manner that says, "Oh, well, it may take me a week or so because I have so many lovies that need to hear from me, and I've got to clean up Tinkle, and some of it's from the dog." But y'all, that's not, that's just not, that's, 6 months is not time. I don't care. Y'all, when you have to measure it with a calendar, when you have to time it with a calendar, it's not timely. That's all I'm going to say. Y'all, I got got an e-letter from Joe. And it's not from Joe Mama, but y'all, he says, "Big Fatty." He says, and y'all, this is not Joe in Dallas, who is, I don't know if you knew this or not. Maybe I'll be real quiet. Y'all, I don't know if you knew this or not. Joe in Dallas is. But anyway, Joe, this other Joe, says, "Big Fatty, I've been debating on whether or not to enter your little contest for a while now, and yesterday morning, however, while driving to work and listening to your little show, I was driving behind a car with the license plate," and y'all, this is unbelievable. It's just unbelievable. The license plate was BFO2K. And he says, "No lie. No lie. I thought to myself, this is a sign that I should finally enter the contest. So here's to hoping that I win this year's number one fan." And y'all, he goes and he puts in a guess for the coupon contest. And by the way, y'all, he ended it with $2 a day keeps the fat one away. I don't know what that means, y'all. But Big Fatty, you've given away a secret. Okay, well, nobody will figure it out. Oh, poor Big Fatty. Joe, thank you so much. And you are entered into the contest. Let me just make sure that I have written your information down in a timely manner. Let me just go right over here. I'm going to pull it right up. Big Fatty, you stay on that wavelength and you're going to bring up the Cheerios too. But yes, Joe is indeed entered into both of the contests now. And y'all, let's just see what else. And Joe, I believe you are correct. That must have been a divine sign that you needed to get more involved into the BFO. Because y'all, if you are an active participant, it is much more fun. Much more fun. Oh, y'all, that is some more of that poke and broccoli. But y'all, when I was telling you, we're going over to a horror meeting as soon as I'm done recording. And y'all, we're having potato soup. And y'all, it is turned chilly here, and I don't know if it's a soup night, but we're having soup at the horror meeting. Y'all, I heard from Professor B. Y'all, and this is a new Larry the Lurker, I believe, that I don't know. But he says, "Dear Big Fatty, make me a winner." And it says, "I wishes to save a couple of stamps. So could you please enter me in the number one fan contest and enter my guest in the coupon contest of," and I won't say it, y'all, because I don't want to give it away. And y'all, he's got a birthday. He is going to be celebrating the exiting of the birth canal coming up on the 1st of February. And y'all, he says, "I am a big fan, and you know what I mean, in Japan, Professor B." Y'all, that is lovely. Lovely. And he's over there with Nancy and with Yoshi. And y'all, I'm sure they all get together and have some cookies or something like that. I don't know what they have over there. I just, you know. But Professor B, you are entered into the little contest. And anyway, y'all, speaking of old people, it sounds like Professor B is not real old, but no, before I go any further, y'all, what is that? Oh, y'all, evidently there is a controversy. There is a controversy out there in the intertubes about this person that was the seventh unique caller on the 777 contest. And y'all, I have been accused of, oh, isn't that convenient that the seventh caller just happened to be someone that nobody knows. Isn't that convenient? Well, I know where that lovely prize is going to be. And y'all, it's not true. I am innocent in all of this. And y'all, I can confirm now that the Seda 69, as he says, I know a secret. And so y'all, there was, you know, I said it was somebody in the Sacramento area. And y'all, you know, the Seda 69 was up there last weekend. So y'all, evidently, he knows who the winner is. But y'all, I am not. I am not going to play games with the winner. Because I'm going to give the winner, how long? Yes, 7 days, y'all. So they've got until next Tuesday, which is the 2th of, the 1st of February. Y'all, is that Groundhog's Day? I don't know if it is or not. But that is Professor B's birthday. We're going to give them to Professor B's birthday. And y'all, if I don't hear from him, then I am going to eliminate that entry. And then the person that followed that entry will become the seventh caller. And y'all, remember, I did not play those in any particular order. So, we don't know who the seventh person is, but we will announce it if the seventh unique caller does not step forward by Tuesday. So anyway, all right, got that taken care of. That's out of the way. Y'all, I got something here from Paul, and y'all, it is, this is the text glossary again. I've already read this stuff. Didn't you hear me reading it? Oh, Lord. Y'all, there's some sort of video on here. What is this? I don't know what he's done. He's sending me some sort of... I don't know if y'all can hear that or not. Oh, dear, I guess it... Y'all, it's these old people. Oh, no, I think y'all have already seen this. Okay, we're just... Yes, I've already seen this. No, it doesn't mean laughing out loud. Okay, y'all, I'm sorry if y'all couldn't hear that, but it was quite funny, but I've already done it, so keep moving forward, Big Fatty. Y'all, Aunt, who is out there in the San Franciscos, who will not be seeing Mr. Larry H. Vader this week while he is out there for the Macworld. He sent me something that says, Big Fatty, oh no, this is an Axe Big Fatty question. Oh, well, y'all, if this is an Axe Big Fatty question, then we better be playing some special music. Yes, Big Fatty, get on it!
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror!
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, as I said, our Axe Big Fatty question comes to us from Ant out there in the Bay Area, as they say. And y'all, it says, Big Fatty, can you explain the latex fetish and what this has to do with getting off all about? What? I know the papa situation, but this takes it to a new lever. Lever? I think level is what he meant. For me, and seems dangerous. And y'all, he has sent me a link, and it's allamericankinkster.com. And y'all, it's some kind of Papa Pig. And I don't know what this is. Like, I probably should have looked at this before I did the question. But y'all, the All American Kinkster, it is a, oh, y'all, this is the, this is a breath, it is a breathtaking fantasy, and it's breath control is what it is, and y'all, I don't really understand that one either, breath control is where you, you control someone's breath, and you know, sometimes those people want to pass out and you know, have a blackout and all that kind of stuff. Y'all, it's kind of dangerous to me, too. Yes, Big Fatty, it sounds lovely. Dear Gussie, y'all, this has been a shitstorm today. It's been kind of the blah, blah, blah. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, in fact, at the meeting today, they said, Big Fatty, did you forget to take your Zoloft this morning? Because, y'all, I was just in a, it was, oh, dear Gussie. I really just wanted to shake my hand and get off my lawn. And, y'all, evidently I am the grandpa of all this, y'all. Plus, the grinder wasn't working properly. And, you know, that's never a good thing when the grinder is not working properly. By the way, I'm going to take a look at it right now and see if it's come back online. Because y'all, it would be nice if there was a gentleman caller. Evidently there won't be any of that this evening. But I've got to go to the horror meeting anyway, and I've got to leave here in the next couple of minutes. Because, y'all, you cannot be late to a horror. You cannot be late to a horror meeting, because then you something. I don't know what it is. Y'all, Paul sent me, what is this other thing Paul sent me about 2 feet of snow? Oh, it's a picture of 2 feet made out of snow. y'all, evidently they're getting lots of snow up the East Coast, y'all. And that's just lovely. Y'all, is especially coming down up there in the New Yorks and the Philly and the Boston. I know that Brian from Boston, who used to listen to the show, he lives up there. And y'all, they're evidently getting quite a few inches in them. And Bag Freddy, what am I doing here now? I'm trying to look at something that Paul has sent me, something else from the Home Depot, a new item at the Home Depot. What is this? And I don't see it. I don't know how I got over the hill without getting to the top. What the fuck does that mean? So, Paul, I don't know what this is. It's some sort of picture, but it didn't show up. Well, thank you, Big Fatty, for acknowledging my e-letter to you. Y'all, by the way, that trucker Alex, he sent me, he's real good. He's real good about sending me the suggestions for the apps. And y'all, he sent one. He says, Big Freddy, when I saw this one, I immediately thought of you. So y'all, you might want to add this one to your iPhone or your hemorrhoid Android phone. Y'all, it is entitled Hunt Defecating Birds Game. And y'all, evidently it is these birds that just shit all over the place, and you hunt them, y'all. I don't know what that. I don't know what it's all about, and I don't know why Trucker Alex would think of me when he heard about the defecating birds. Now, y'all, I think I figured out why I've been in a horrible mood all day long. Y'all, it's because they're in my iTurge today. There were 2 episodes of that little show from Walnut Hills.
No, he's the grandpa figure of all us podcasters.
No, the host of that Walnut Hill show is the great-grandfather.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good, gosh, and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.